Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
It said, "Dear Freak Show, my wife wears the financial pants of the family. And I'm admitting it because it's better for us on our saving tip. It says, I'm currently lobbying to get my weekly cash spending upped from $50 to $100, but she's resisting because my NCAA bracket from 2 weeks ago has her still tight. Jokes aside, I like knowing exactly how much I spend, and it is benefiting us because we're starting to save. So I wanted to admit that to you because I drive and listen to y'all every morning. Thanks for what you're doing."
He needs to up his allowance.
$50 a week is kind of crazy.
It is.
$50 a week if you're...
It's nothing.
If you're not paying anything, is just for your extras.
That's still crazy. $50. You can't go to Target for $50.
No. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean...
Heck no.
But I'm saying...
For a whole week?
No, well, I'm thinking if I'm... Okay, so if this is... This is not an allowance.
Bro. It is an allowance.
It's like a budget.
You can't even get lunch.
Barely.
You know you can't.
That's what you're doing. You're getting lunch. If you're like a driver and you eat one good meal every 5 days or whatever...
Huh?
If you eat one... Like, if you're driving...
Okay.
And you eat like, you know, what is it? What, $50? That's $10?
Right, he gets $10.
He got $10
$10
a day.
Meals.
That's not good enough.
That's like what you give your kids to go to school. Like,
yeah,
that's not enough.
It's not
for somebody working a full time job, married, a grown man.
Somebody who's budgeting is somebody who's going to have. I mean, I know people who've eaten the double cheeseburgers that are like, you know, at one of the fast food spots because they're 99 cents.
Yeah, right. But you
and they've lived off that. I mean,
it's
not sustainable. But what I'm saying is, when somebody is on a hustle to try and save, if they got a goal and they're like, "Let's tighten our belts while we're goaling," then that means you're not really eating out.
It sounds like she
that
has
means
a
she's
goal.
Making lunches.
Yes, you go home, you eat. There's definitely a couple ways that you can
save
money.
If you eat at home, $50 can stretch you.
My man is. Working every single day and lobbying for $50 more a week. I think that's
trying to change the budget.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
But I'm saying, if you're looking at it like, "Hey, we have a budget," and he's like, well, let's find $50 that I can swing over to me to make $50 more. That's a negotiation.
Well, it sounds like she is making all the rules here, and he got stuck with $50.
Yeah.
And now he's at the point, it's like, yo, that's not enough money.
We need to up it. I would say definitely need to up it.
And especially somebody that's working every day. Well, you say he listens to us on the road.
Yeah.
So he's working.
So he's a driver.
Every single day. You deserve more than $50 a week.
Okay, so how about this? Could you... If your lady was taking care of all the expenses, because there are people who feel more comfortable with the paycheck going to the account that the lady is writing the bills for and all that. So let's say they handling all that. They budgeting because you're trying to save.
Okay.
How much money do you need as that, not allowance, but budget that's line item for you per week? He said $50, he's trying to get $100.
Yeah.
Is $100 enough for you to do just you for the week?
$100. Yeah. I could make it work if I had to. But one thing I would definitely need is I would need a goal. Are we trying to get a vacation?
I'm sure
a new
they
house?
Got a goal. He didn't get into what the goal was, but I'm sure
having
they got
that helps. Having your eyes on the prize.
Like
helps.
Buying a house.
Yes. Boom.
We're trying to go to Barbados.
Yeah,
may be. $100 is pushing it, but I think we could make that work.
$100. All right, then, fellas, ladies. You all are headed to work this morning. You know what the hustle is, but you're giving it all away. How much money you need to play? All right, we got a confession here where we've given all financial pants of the household to the wife. That means everything that he's making goes to her. And he gets a budget. We're calling it that, but realistically, it's like an allowance.
Yeah.
And it's $50 a week. Now, some people are saying you can work off of $50 a week, but this person said, so you would rather have $50 extra and take away $200 from your budget or savings. Make it make sense.
Yes.
Well, it depends on what you're saving for.
Is $50 going to cover even gas money for the week?
This isn't for gas.
But that, you know what?
Right?
I think if she's got all the money, she's handling the gas cards, the stuff. This is cash on deck.
extras.
I got $50 to play with.
She better be making these same concessions is all I'm saying. Don't you come through with a mani-pedi? Your hair just got done?
Why?
Because we're living on a budget.
I gotta look good.
Now I see what we're doing. I'm doing bag lunches
and you
over here having a spa day.
Yeah, you gotcha. All tightened up and everything.
I understand what this what's happening.
Whatever. All right, Gloria's on the phone. Gloria.
No, it's Maria, but it's...
Oh, like, man, stop it. Are we switching names or whatever? Because Dobby don't be paying attention. All right, wait,
I'm a first-time caller, by the way.
Hey, first-time caller. Welcome to the Freak Show, Maria. Oh, now here's the deal. Who's got the pants financially in the household?
Okay, so I don't want to say financially I have the pants, but financially I'm the one that's responsible to make sure all the bills are paid, the rent is paid, cars are paid, but... My fiance, when he gets his check, he gives it straight to me. He wants to make sure the bills are paid and everything, but he does get, I don't want to say an allowance because it's his money. I do give him like $25 a day.
Okay. That's not bad.
So,
man, I love how you said it's his money, but I give him $25 a day.
Right.
Woo-hoo! There's a power in that statement.
Well, the crazy part is he'll get up, get ready for work, and on the way to work, he'll be like, hey, I need some money to get me, you know, cigarettes, energy drinks. And I'll be like, how much you need? He'll say $25. I'm like, all right. I transfer it over to his card, and boom, it's there. He rarely ever has any money in his account, only because he knows that if he got money in there, he's spending it.
Ooh.
Got you. So he's limiting what he does. And budgeting by not having it, not having access to
it. He can't control himself, so she gives him the money.
So you're helping him control himself.
Exactly, because in the past, he's been financially irresponsible, and we've got a family, so I want to make sure we're not out in the street.
Good for you.
Protect your family.
Yeah. You got a tight noose around him, but you're saying all the right things. Like, I got it. I understand. All right, sweetie. Babe, it's true, but you hear it in the story where it's like, you have responsibilities now, and you've been...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Responsible, so we're gonna put you on the budget.
Yeah, you get cigarettes and energy drinks, my man. That's all you get all day.
I don't want you in these streets. Nah, Jay's on the phone. Hey, Jay,
what's up?
How can you? How much money you need? Just if somebody was just taking care of everything, how much money you need?
After all the bills paid, I need the rest of my check. You ain't finna
wait.
Oh my god.
Hey, listen. If the bills are paid and everything straight, I should be able to do whatever it is I want with my money, because you're going to have your job, I'm going to have my job. We're going to come together in the middle, and we're going to make sure everything's straight. These dudes out here taking $25, like the last call of husband, and $50. You got to understand this. That's an allowance. That means your haircut going to come out of that, and probably gas, too. Why, she probably getting hair and nails done, and you over here eating out of bag lunch.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound
fair. Math ain't math, man.
What if there's a goal that she's, like, driving you towards? Like, hey, we about to build a house, or hey, we about to get, you know, a trip to Bali.
Okay, so if it's a goal we're building towards, okay, after all the bills are paid, you get your amount, I'm going to put this amount towards it, you're going to put this amount towards it, y'all keep building that way. Not, oh, I'm going to take control of this, and then I'm just going to give you $25 in and feed you with a spoon. Nah, bro, that ain't working down like that.
Hey, man, appreciate you, Jay.
He sounds like it's just totally disrespectful.
What? Who?
No, the caller. It's like disrespectful. What's but if you're on
on
a budget.
Why is that disrespectful, though?
I just heard it in his voice. Like, if you are... If you're trying to build something or a future or whatever it is, being on a budget is cool, but it should be even on both sides, I guess.
But
that.
He's just saying, like, listen, whatever the contribution is, holla at me. I'll put it in there,
right.
But
love
like,
that.
But all the rest is coming back to me.
I
don't think it was disrespectful whatsoever.
It's not disrespectful.
It's his money. He went to work. He earned it. I know we have mutual goals and things like that, but it feels very patronizing to
somebody
be like,
says, how did these guys survive all these years without the woman in their lives? putting them on a budget, the allowance is ridiculous. That's
yeah.
out of the A1.
The word just allowance.
That's the part. But he said it. He was like, it's a budget. Yeah. It's not an allowance.
Yeah, you can call it whatever you want. We see what it is.
An allowance is whack. My wife and I have our separate accounts, and we have joint accounts for our bills.
Mm-hmm.
So the joint account is the access. Okay, so you take your money and you dump it in.
Yeah.
But this dude is like, no, I only have, and like the caller who said, like her husband had issues.
Yeah.
So they came up with the plan. And
you
the
have to take
said,
control.
The husband's a grown-ass man who works 40 hours a week. He right. said yes.
Yeah.
So we can't really, like, judge him. He said
no.
yes.
Yeah. He could have reluctantly said yes. He could have. It could have been some coercion.
What about if it's a guy out there who just don't want...
And I think those guys exist.
Yeah.
I don't want money on me. I want my $25 for I buy my coffee and whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, those guys are there. Like the last caller, he just wants a Red Bull and some Marlboro Lights.
Yeah, I mean, he's just trying to get it. I mean, all right, wait, 888-429-0941. Stacy's on the phone. Hey, Stacy.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, first time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. Let's see, you used to do this?
I did. My husband is not alive anymore, but when he was alive, we did this because we was poor, like very poor when we got married, and he was very bad at financing. Like he couldn't do it, so he gave over his entire debit card to me, and I actually would have to give him on like a Visa, I forget what the card was called,
like a prepaid card,
him money. Yes, and I would have to do it if he said he needed extra gas or he wanted to buy. He used to do the snuff in his mouth, you know, in country people. So, but I would have to give him money all week long. So, but I will say the $50 is low.
Yeah.
What's a good number for you then?
Now I would probably give him like 150. Because back then we used to do 100, but things are so much more expensive now. But
150
I think $50 is for a child. But I understand the concept. It's not, you know, taken away from his manhood or let him making the decisions. Not at all. No.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry to hear about your loss, but let me just ask you though, there is a little power in this, ain't it? I mean, you do feel it. You feel it. You don't say it, but you feel it.
I mean, it was power, but it was also like respect, because at the end of the month, he started seeing us saving. We couldn't even afford a wedding when we got together, but before he died, we was planning the wedding. We had enough money. We had a savings at that time. But that was only because I did what I did.
That's
look at you.
But you know what? That's awesome, though, because when we were talking to Davi about, like, you know, that goal, there's some guys who are like, yo, we're getting towards the goal. I just don't want to see it. I don't need it. Whatever. That, right. There's a power accumulating that savings and saying, hey, look at what we're achieving. So I'm glad you had, you had that. All right. Thank you for sharing that, Stacey. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right, mama. All right, take care. See, look at that.
It's
some
hard
people,
to see.
Like, want to let it go.
Yeah, we get it. We've all been there.
Like, I mean, and you know what? There's a power there that also keeps your man out the strip club with only $50 to work with that week. Like, you ain't got no money.
Think you can beat down the freaks?
Anybody can be beat.
Are you up on your pop culture?
Duh. Winning.
Beat the freaks.
Can't wait.
With Orlando and the Freak Show.
Wild 94.1, the Bay's party station.
All right, it is Beat the Freaks time. Dennis is on the line. You ready to battle?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm good. Let's see. We got $150 on the line from Fair and Fair Accident Attorneys. You got either Davi or me.
Let me go against Davi.
Davi headed out. We got 5 questions. Doors closed. Dennis, number 1.
Okay, which restaurant's mascot is a clown?
McDonald's.
Yes.
Right. You're on the board with 1.
Name the Italian-American actor, director, and producer that has starred in films including Sesame Street, The Godfather Trilogy, and Meet the Parents.
Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm. We are on with 2.
Okay, number 3. What is the hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth? Is it 111, 125, or 134 degrees?
125.
125 is not right. Let's try number 4.
Which series of films features a habitual serial killer called Michael Myers?
Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And number 5.
Can you spell the word independent like Webby did in his hit song featuring Boosie?
I-N-D-E-N-D-E.
Man, you ain't even give the beat and you had it wrong. Like, I was at least going to give it to you if you slowed it down and got it. All right, listen, you missed that one. Dennis,
Dobby.
You got 3 out of 5. That is not a bad look for you right there, but I think Dobby going to get that Webby.
Dobby!
I think you did that intro, the song, until you had to say,
I know, right?
He got 3 out of 5.
Three?
Okay.
Right, we'll have to perform.
Yes.
Oh, perform?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay. Number one, which restaurant's mascot is a clown?
McDonald's.
Four.
Yes. Yes.
I thought it was a trick question.
I was thinking too deep.
Okay, number two. Name the Italian-American actor, director, and producer that has starred in films including Sesame Street, The Godfather Trilogy, and Meet the Parents.
Five.
Robert De Niro.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Number three. What is the hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth? Is it 111, 125, or 134?
134.
That is correct.
In Death Valley.
That's where the Undertaker's from.
Hey, really?
That's what they say.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
Because I am
trying to get extra credit. We're not offering extra credit, Abby.
Oh, my gosh.
You got three. He has three.
Number four. Which series of films features a habitual serial killer called Michael Myers?
Halloween.
There you go. For four and for the clean sweep.
Dobby, can you spell the word independent like Webby did?
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D. E-N-T. Do you know what that means? I had to gather myself.
That's my dog with the paws.
You forget the last
one. He had the longest paws ever. He did. I'm independent.
Oh, wow. My God.
Dennis, tell everybody what just happened, man.
This is Dennis from Tampa, and I just got beat by the Freak.
Yeah, man, we stupid, and you lost. That was funny.
That's hilarious, Dobby.
You don't realize how funny it is for some people who don't know Doc. But he was honest when he said, you're going to have to perform. He got tight. And then you said, I need you to spell. He said, no.
No.
Because that ain't his wheelhouse. But then you said, like Webby.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hell yeah. I-N-D-E. And got stuck. The entire Tampa Bay area leaned in when he paused. It was like, man, come on, Dobby. They was cheering him on he was a little kid in the marathon. Come on, Dobby. You got this, man. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.